Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
List of his top five Atlanta pro athletes. Best I can tell, only one of those dudes has a ring. Like, shouldn't rings matter in that contest?
What are you saying about it?
He's got Dion, Hank Aaron, Dominique, Chipper Jones, Michael Vick. Only Chipper, I think, has a ring.
But Atlanta doesn't win championships.
The Braves just win them.
I don't know how the hell Greg Maddux doesn't make a list.
Yeah, but you gotta realize top five don't always mean just because they were successful. It means popular.
I think Hank Aaron's got to be at the top of any list. And Dion's best days were in Dallas and San Fran.
He was damn good in Atlanta, too.
Sure, but where he won and became, I don't know. It's also Stephen A. What he wants me to do is get mad about it. So,
and that's what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm going to move forward.
So you're feeding right in.
I'm going to move forward. Jeff, I'd like you to prepare I'm seeing a lot of Grammys talk on my timeline here. I got to be honest. I'm not familiar with a lot of this work. I don't know much about Troy Sivan or Madison Beer. Maybe we'll do a Grammys pop quiz. Right now, though, it's Ask B. Mitch Anything. We got packed phones, and Brian's ears are ready to listen. Dan, you start us off, buddy.
What up, Dan?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. JP, love your work on NBC4. B. Mitch should be in the Hall of Fame 20 years ago.
So appreciate it.
I got a question for B. Mitch. A life-changing decision. I need your advice.
Ooh, this is intense.
Should I buy a Commander's hat?
Yeah, man. Get a hat.
Man, I've been waiting. I didn't want to put any money into that Commander's junk, but I mean,
I got a hat right here for the people on the stream.
They're balling. See, you even thinking about it, saying that with my little comment earlier, if they start winning, people start doing stuff. You thinking about buying it right there tells me that you're starting to lean towards it, right?
They're not going to change the name. We might as well face that.
If they might have for a little while, I don't know that they are now because everybody's buying hats.
All right.
So
B. Mitch, do you have any Commander's gear?
Yes, he wears it all the time.
Yeah.
He wears it on the YouTube postgame.
I'm on my way to Dick's right now.
All right, man.
Got you, brother.
Tweet Jeff a picture of your new hat when you get it.
I will. I love the show. Listen every day.
Appreciate you, bro.
Where should we go? I have a question for you, but it's hyper-specific, so I'm going to let some
hyper-specific?
Yeah. Rusty's on the line. What up, Russ?
What up, Russ?
What's going on, fellas? How you doing this morning?
Chilling, man.
Good, buddy.
Hey, before my question, I just want to give a quick shout-out to our football group, our 9U Harrington Spartans. We start the first round of the playoffs tomorrow, and it's the first time our program has been to the playoffs since 2014 and the first time this age group since 2005.
Bro, that's dope.
So big shout-out to those
good
boys.
Luck.
Yo, here's what I'll tell
sir.
You. If you send me a T-shirt, I'll wear it on the All Ears show and give Harrington some love. That's my new thing.
No problem, brother. Thank you. B. Mitch, I want to ask you a question, not as a kick returner, but as a offensive football player.
All right.
I watched the kickoff late in the game last night where you know, I believe it was Baltimore ran it out of the end zone, and they kind of were hesitant to run it out of the end zone, and they only got to, like, the 24. As an offensive mind, any ball that went into the end zone, and maybe there are certain circumstances, but would you have every single time that return not happen, like, take the touchback, give me 70 yards of field? I mean, it's as an offensive guy myself, I would be like, stay in the end zone, give me the ball at the 30. Unless it was like late in the game and you thought you could break something. But I just wanted your opinion on that.
No, I wouldn't stay in the end zone every time. I would go based on how did he kick it with a lot of hang time or not. And do we have a legitimate and effective kickoff return unit? Or are they horrible covering it? You know, it'll be based off of those things. I remember when I played, Martin Henderson would always kick the ball low and deep. And Wayne said, I don't care if it's 6 or 7 yards deep, bring it out. Because he had no hang time on his ball. But we play another group, and another guy kicked it so high, if you're 1 yard, 2 yards deep, stay in the end zone. So it's depending on the competition.
Thanks, buddy. Can I ask you my question now?
Yeah.
I don't know how the hell this happens or works, but there is a persistent nail. Mm-hmm. Like, I got an old house built in, like, 45 or something, right?
All right.
And we have hardwood floors. And there's this nail that always, like, comes up out of the ground. And then I have to go and hammer it back down so that, you know, you don't stub your toe on it or, like, because, you know.
How about pull it out, put a new one in?
That's what I'm wondering. You think I can?
Yeah. I think that if the
is
nail.
Is it possible the whole house would just collapse?
No. Come on, dog. That house is an older house. It ain't going nowhere. But you should pull that nail out and take a screw and screw that screw in that spot.
Would you
Because what
Lauren
has happened now,
that
little hole has gotten worn out.
Would you tell Lauren that I am cool to pull it
no,
out?
No, I would tell Lauren to call a handyman because the man she have is not very handy.
Look at that, Jeff. I just wrote nail down. That was my Ask Beamish Anything question. Let's go to Reggie in Seat Pleasant. Reggie, what up, man?
Hey, what's up, B. Mitch? You that beast.
Appreciate you, bro.
All right. Yeah, I had a question, man. It was like high expectations, at least I thought, with Jamin Davis, the linebacker. He just like faded out, and now I look and see he went to Green Bay. I just wanted to get you guys' opinion on what you think was going on with him, why he didn't fit Dan Quinn's system, or he never like evolved, you know?
Listen, man, I don't know where the high expectations thing came from, but he came in. They put him.
The high expectations came from being a first round player.
He was playing out of position at first. Then they come in, and this group, anytime a new group come in, they are not loyal to those people. They don't have to be, you know.
Okay.
So when they come in and they see they couldn't get out of him what they wanted, they moved on from it. It would be more costly if they kept him around.
Reggie, thank you for the call. Thank you for listening.
All right.
Sincerely.
All right.
I appreciate you only saying hello to B. Mitch and then Jeff chirping me about it. But Jeff, I'm going to make a rule. We can debate this. It's a democratic process here on the B. Mitch and Finley program. I want no more Jamin Davis questions. It's November. He was cut a month ago. He didn't play all year. He's on the Packers practice squad. I officially want no more Jamin Davis questions.
Jay, you got to let people ask the questions they want to ask.
Yeah, but do you think he could help with the pass rush, though?
I mean,
yo, the defensive coordinator week after week says, I'm playing the guys that helped me win.
Well, everybody got that right to ask that question.
They're 7-2.
Yeah. And they're going to keep asking about Jamin Davis. You know why? Because somebody drafted him in the first round and made people think that he was that guy.
Co from the foe. Co, hello.
What's up, gentlemen? How we doing today, man?
We good, bro. What's up?
Hey, JP, you wrong for hitting the snooze on the last question, man, because the first 2-3 questions wasn't right anyway, especially the hat question. You could have flipped a coin about that. But I got a real question for B-Mitch. Hey, B-Mitch, what did you or the other players say to Gus Frerotte the night after he ran his head into the wall on Monday Night Football?
Well, we're gonna ask him when he comes on in a few minutes.
But I want to know what you said, and then you can also ask him what he was thinking as well for me.
That's
what
I asked him. I asked him what he was thinking at the moment, what he was trying to do, and I, you know, he was. I guess trying to show his toughness.
I feel bad for Gus in some ways because, thank you, Co.
Yeah.
He had a long NFL career as a fifth rounder out of Tulsa, I believe.
Yes. And people still talk about that one thing.
He started 93 games in the NFL. Yeah. You know how hard it is to start almost 100 games as quarterback in the NFL? Mm-hmm. He started 93 games, threw more touchdowns and interceptions. Like, there's so much meat on the bone of Gus Frerotte's NFL career, and he gets asked about headbutting that wall.
That question going to always be there.
It's like Orlovsky.
Just like everybody going to ask you about Jamin Davis. Bro. And the fact that they know it eats you up, you're not even going to ask you more stuff about it.
At some point, you've got to believe in what market economics tell you. And the market has answered all of those questions.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Smitty's in Burtonsville. Smitty, what up?
How you doing this fine day, JP and B. Miss? How
what
you
up,
doing?
Smitty?
We're good, man.
It's been a long time.
Thank you for saying hello to me, fellas. Smitty.
Yes, very welcome, JP. I got you.
Thanks,
but brother, we got Thanksgiving coming up. What is the one dish, meal, or whatever that you have to make your Thanksgiving perfect?
Fried turkey. My fried
turkey. Beautiful. Yes, indeed. Yes.
My answer is vodka.
All right,
Smitty.
Thank you, fellas.
Thanks, dude.
Vodka?
Yeah.
Why vodka?
I don't know. We have a
You're not cooking a damn thing.
Do you know what Logan was calling landfill? There's a question for you.
What he was calling him?
James. Said, hey, James, thanks for your help.
Logan is a little different.
And we've determined that landfill might have more names than anybody.
James.
Jim, Andrew, Mullins.
Yeah.
Landfill, Professor Landini, Dr. Love. Professor Landini from the aquarium has a question for you, Brian.
What's that?
Yeah, I have a question. It's actually more of a question for JP. There's this guy. He's available on the Packers practice squad. Real good athlete. Former first-round pick. I think his name is Davis.
Did he say the Packers?
The Packers practice squad. Davis, do you think he could maybe help the Commanders out? Do you think he should go get him?
Your question, Jay.
Should kick tires, man. Yeah, you know, trying to get better every day. Trying to get better every day.
Do you think if they signed him, Joe, it would use him?
You know, there's this theory for, like, American college basketball players that if their last name sounded like it was European, like, if your name was Bill Ridley instead of Bill Ridikowski, that you have a better chance of getting drafted because the NBA is just so obsessed with European players. So maybe Jamin just needs to change his name.
That doesn't work in football, though.
Hit the reset button, become Jamin Rugikowski.
It doesn't work in football, though.
Why not? Change your number?
No.
Yo, you remember when Greg Williams
football
got busted?
Care less if you're from...
How many Europeans have you heard of in the NFL?
Yeah.
When Greg Williams got busted for Bountygate, you don't remember he dyed his hair, started wearing glasses, and grew out a goatee?
Didn't work, though.
Jupe is on the line. Hello, Jupe. Please make sense of something.
Hey, what's going on, JPB, Mitch? How y'all fellas doing?
We good, man. What's happening with you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. All right, I got a question. Two-part question, D-Mitch. First thing is, with the way this team is playing, seem like front office hit on all these players. Could this be a season where Washington do a sweep of the year awards, like rookie, coach, and executive?
That's interesting.
And then the second part to it is, has any other team done that in the past? I'm going to hang up and listen.
I don't know if a team did it in the past, but I could see rookie of the year definitely being there. And I've already said I think coach of the year, Dan has to be leading that. He completely changed this thing around. And then Adam has rolled in, and everybody was questioning what he was doing and how he was doing it. Looked like it's working, right? The people that they got, the people that they picked, not only did they bring, the team got better, you brought in a few guys that they changed the culture instantly just by being who they are. Not by trying to put it on a damn a shirt and trying to buy an article in a newspaper. They just went out there and did it, and guys began to follow them. They got leaders on the football team, which we talked about it before. If you're a leader, you're a leader. If you're not, you're not.
Don't talk about it. Be about it. In a lot of ways, DQ is who Ron was supposed to be. Our guy Drew is on the line. What up, DC?
Hey, B. Mitch. Hey, JP. Thanks for having me on the Ask B. Mitch Almost Anything segment. I appreciate that.
I love it. Get on JP for that, man.
I'm just saying, man. Like, at some point, we got to turn the page, right? Channel your inner Bob Seger.
I had a real question. Actually, it's a question I've had since the beginning of the season, but I think it's more relevant now. I know that Jaden wears that virtual headset when he's practicing, and so I have a couple of questions about that as a technology guy. One, do you think that that's effective? And two, is that starting to be something around the league? I mean, are other quarterbacks starting to do that? It's kind of a copycat league. Then we see trends. And if they do start to do that, do you think that helps other guys start to make some of these amazing throws that Jaden's doing there? Is he just special and that's just something he does?
Well, I think it's effective. I think it's helping him, and he swears by it. And, yes, people are ordering it for not only – players in the league, but people in college are starting to get it now. You know, they watch.
I mean, he did it at LSU.
He did it at LSU, and he was the first. Then the people started to get it. Yes, these teams are invested in that because it's supposed to do things like your brain will pick it up many, many times faster without going out there actually going through the play. You can sit down and watch everything and pick it up mentally, but some of those guys may not be able to throw the ball like he does anyway.
Right.
If you don't have that physical ability, you can know what the hell you want to know. You still can't get it done. So it's a combination, cool. I think.
B, now, I would go one step further. Thank you, Drew.
Okay.
I would go one step further with it, B. Whether it does anything or not, if he thinks it does and things are going so well, hell yeah, keep doing it.
But I think it does.
I think it does,
right,
too.
You're watching film.
But I don't think any quarterback it works for. Yeah. I think he's also an excellent quarterback.
But you're watching film. And then all of a sudden, you have to remember things. If that virtual reality thing is so much, it makes your brain catch onto it faster and deeper, that's basically watching film. So why not? And you could be sitting at home with it on, chilling, picking up your stuff. I think it's a great move.
I think it's absolutely not a wrong one. I mean, if you look at the jump from year 4 at LSU to year 5, is year 1 at LSU to year 2, It was night and day. So whatever is part of that process, keep doing it, dude.
Yeah,
press the gas. All right, here's the plan. We're going to keep Ask B. Mitch going. Daniel, Johnny, Andre, Jay, all the folks on hold, stay right where you are. We're going to get your questions when we return.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday Mega Deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.